Hey y'all, welcome to another episode of the Confident Podcast where we talk about mental health at a godly level. So, with your host, Ms. Emily Dell. So, today's topic is going to be the first episode to a mini series that I want to start on the podcast, and it's called Understanding Me. So, what we're going to be talking about is the things that I am affected by and I'm starting to understand about myself and how I'm dealing with it. So the first thing we're going to talk today about is we're going to talk about rest and relaxation. So if you know me, you know that I'm a very big stress bug. I stress about everything. I overwhelm myself literally so much. It's crazy. But I'm trying to now to not stress myself as much, and I've even started taking care of myself. I'm going to the gym, I'm eating better, I'm taking care of my hair, I'm taking care of my body, I'm taking care of me as a person, I'm taking care of my spiritual life, right? And that's something that, and all of that gets affected when I overstress myself. And God has put me in a moment, in a season of rest. And He's been surrounding me with people that have been reminding me of the same thing. Of, you need to rest, you need a break, you need to stop, you need to relax. And that's why I haven't been as consistent with these episodes, and I haven't been as consistent with the podcast, because there are moments when I need to stop. And I've learned to understand that. And it's just been so difficult for me to understand that it is okay to stop. It is okay to say, I can't right now. I need to stop. Okay. I have been blessed so much with amazing gifts and amazing things and amazing opportunities. But sometimes we just need a break. And I feel like a lot of people don't get that, especially, workaholics. I talked about workaholism on here, and it's something that I've struggled with, and I struggle with it still, right? And I've also struggled with allowing my mind to relax. And that's something that it has affected my mental health insanely, right? Not just my mental health, but it started with my mental health, and then it moved on to my physical health. And that's where I was like, no, there needs to be a stop. And I'm also growing older. And as I grow older, I'm getting more mature, and I'm learning more that I need to start valuing kind of me over everything that I'm doing. And that's something that I wasn't doing. I forgot to take care of my hair. I've forgotten to take care of my body. I've forgotten to take care of what I'm eating, of what I'm doing to myself. And because of that, I have brought myself into the situations where my health has declined. And because of that, God has pretty much forced me to be in this season of rest, to be like, hey, like, are you gonna finally understand that you need to take a break? And I just think that it's so powerful that I've been going through that. And that's what we're going to do in these little like mini series episodes. So I'm going to be doing these every two weeks, I'll give you guys like a little episode like this. And then obviously the other week that I'm not doing this, it's going to be the normal episodes on the podcast. So you guys kind of have a little bit of versatility when it comes to these. But because I've been put in the season of rest, I've been put in the season, you probably think like, oh no, like now you're gonna have time to make up everything that you've missed out on when it comes to the podcast, that you now have time to do these things. And at the same time, it's not just about time anymore. It's about, am I capable of doing this right now? Am I mentally stable to be able to stand in front of a camera and in front of a light and in front of a microphone and be like, hey, so this is my life, or hey, let's talk about this, right? So that's the part where it's like, and that's something that a lot of people don't understand, right? And it's something that also comes with rest. That it's very difficult to stand in front of people and talk about something when you're literally like, I'm pretty much done, right? That's how you feel. And that's kind of how I felt, you know, coming off of everything that I was doing. And now in this moment, in this season of rest, I came in and I've kind of just like clocked out. Like, I seriously don't want to do anything. I'm obviously working. I'm obviously doing the stuff I gotta do. But I haven't wanted to do anything. I haven't been wanting to do anything. Not because I'm not motivated or whatever reason or because I'm lazy. Absolutely not. I've just not been in the right mental health space. Like, that right head space to be able to sit and be like, hey, this is what's going on. Let's talk about it. Let's talk about this. Let's talk about mental health. And that's something that I feel like a lot of people don't understand, especially when it comes to Christianity. Being a Christian does not mean that I'm healed. I'm not Christ. Christ was perfect. But I'm a Christian. I am in the healing process, and there's things that are going to bring me down. There are moments in my life where I'm going to feel like I can't right now. I can't stand in front of a camera right now and give you my all because I'm not there. I can't give myself my all, and I need to understand to prioritize myself. And because I haven't been prioritizing myself, now I need to start and I need to put aside things that are not prioritizing me. That's why I was praying and I was spending some time with God and I was asking the Lord, Lord, what can I do to be able to connect with my podcast in this time of understanding me? And he talked to me about this, of doing a little mini series of just understanding me and me just being vulnerable here on the media and just being like, hey, I'm a human being. I go through stuff, I live stuff, and I feel overwhelmed. And when I feel overwhelmed, you know, it's not that my life's a mess, because my life's not a mess. I'm actually very grateful for everything that I've been given and all the gifts that the Lord has given me. Like, I cannot be ungrateful because he has given me everything that I've ever dreamed of and imagined and wanted, which is incredible. But I also feel overwhelmed because of the amount of work that it took me to get all those things, for the amount of, you know, pressure that I put on myself, for the amount of stress that I put on myself to get to that place. The Lord gave it to me, but obviously I had to put in the work, and that work tired me out. And I think that that's what people need to start understanding. And that's something that I've had to understand about me, that I deserve a break. I can't just work and just keep on working and not stop. I need a break. I need an outlet. I need a way to breathe. And the way that I've been doing this is, you know, I've been trying to focus on God. I've been going to the gym. I've been taking care of myself. You know, I'm watching my weight. I'm watching what I eat. I'm, you know, washing my hair. I'm trying to take care of my hair to bring it back to beautiful like it was. And I'm just trying to take care of myself in every possible way that I can. And yesterday, which I have a whole mess here, and I'm okay with it because it's like my artsy mess. I'm not showing you that, but it's my artsy mess because I started painting again yesterday and I haven't painted in a while. And that was amazing for me. It was so difficult. It was so difficult for me to get started on that painting. Like, it was crazy. It was so difficult for me to get started on that painting. And I messed up so many times because I haven't painted in a while. So I was like, what am I doing? And it's looking quite nice. It's over there. I'm like kind of looking at it while I talk to you. But I was so lost of where I was gonna go with it. I try to look pictures up, I try to look for ideas. And until last night, where it's obviously not done, and I'm not showing it until it's done. It's a work in progress. And it don't look that pretty. I mean, the sky kind of looks nice, but that's not the point. Anyways, so last night was when I was able to look at it and be like, okay, I think I know what I'm actually doing with the painting and where I'm actually going with it. But painting to me was such a help. It allowed me to wake up today and have more motive, more purpose. And because I've been going to the gym, and I'm giving a super like giant introduction before we pray and like we go into like the other stuff that I want to talk about, is because I just want you to understand kind of what understanding me, this little mini series of understanding me, what it means to me and how important it is to me. So what I was saying, where was I? So the painting, okay? Painting to me is very important. It relaxes me, it brings me peace, right? And today, this morning, you know, I woke up with a little bit more purpose, a little bit more motive, a little bit more of, I'm feeling better. I'm releasing those toxins. I'm understanding. I'm getting relaxed. And now I was able to wake up and I was able to get out of my bed and be able to go on with the day and not like hide myself in my phone, because I do that. I do that. I'm sorry, but I do that. I hide myself in my phone and then I'm like, oh my gosh. And then hours pass, and that I do that because, and I've done that because it's like I'm trying to make up for my rest in a weird way. And I consciously just do that. I just get my phone and just start going through TikTok or Instagram or whatever, or Netflix or whatever. Okay. And then I forget about everything else. And it's going down those hours and that time frame because I'm learning that I can rest the proper way and not hiding myself in my phone until time passes, until the next thing comes. Okay. So that's something that I'm also learning and I'm understanding about myself. So that's very important to me. And also because I've been going to the gym and I've been working out and I've been trying to eat healthier and I've been taking care of myself in that way, today I woke up and I've realized that I've lost already 7 pounds, which to me, that's very special. I'm not gonna cry. Anyways, but, and that made me so happy because I'm starting to see myself how I love to see myself. Like, you know, like proper, healthy, you know, and it's not that like, you're not beautiful. No, but this is where I feel comfortable. This is where I feel healthy. This is where I feel good. Not just looking at myself, but how I feel. And that to me was just very important. So I just wanted to say that. And now we're gonna pray. And right after that, we're gonna get started. So yeah. Okay, y'all, let's pray. So wherever you are, please close your eyes, lift up your hands. Obviously, if you're driving, don't close your eyes. I don't want you to die. but if you can, close your eyes, just lift up your hands, and just pay attention to Jesus for a second. And let's just pray. So God, we come into your presence, and we just thank you for your glory. We thank you, my God, because you are the provider. You are the one that brings us rest, and we just thank you for that. Thank you, my God, because you have not only given me the possibility of expressing myself and healing myself when it comes to rest, but you're also allowing other people to hear and to listen vulnerability when it comes to that, so that they can also be impacted by it and change that part of their lives and be able to start resting and be able to take a break and be able to feel calm and be able to stop and relax. So thank you, God, for that. Thank you, my Lord, for this day. Thank you for their lives, and just thank you for your glory. I just ask you that everything that I say, my Lord, that it comes from my heart, my God, and everything that I say that's in your word, that's in your name, that it may come from you, my Lord, may come from the Holy Spirit, my God. I thank you, my Jesus, for everything that you do. And I cover this prayer. I cover our lives, our families, our friends, and just everything that is good, my Lord, with your blood, your holy arm, and oil, my Jesus. In the name of Jesus, my God. Amen, amen, and amen. That was so powerful. I yawned. Yeah, guys, I yawned. I yawned. Ah, my ears, they clogged. You know what I mean. Anyways, so thank you for listening to that prayer. And thank you for listening to that very, very long intro. But today we're going to be talking about relaxation and just about rest. And I have here from Got Questions, I have a pretty good article that I kind of want to base it off by. But also, spoiler alert, Understanding Me is going to be a one-part episode. They're going to be very short, but it's pretty much... But it's because it's just... This is how it's supposed to be. But yeah, I just wanted to put that out there. Okay, so... The first verse I think we're going to start with is... We're going to start with Genesis 2:2-3. And I'm reading the ESV version because I'm reading it on my phone. And that's the version that Got Questions has, so... Just putting that out there. Now, I'll give you guys a few seconds to get there, okay? And while you're getting there, I just want to say that this verse is so powerful because, well, these verses, because multiple verses, but these verses are so powerful because it reminds me. Sorry. Because it reminds me that I can't outwork God. Okay? It reminds me that I can't outwork God, and I'll tell you why. So let's read it. And on the seventh day, God finished his work that he had done, and he rested on the seventh day from all his work that he had done. So God blessed the seventh day and made it holy, because on it God rested from all his work and he had done in creation. Amen. God took a day off. It's okay to take a day off. And I need to understand that. I need to understand that. If God needed a day off, I needed a day off. I need more than a day off because God is God. Okay, and how can I be working 24/7? Right? How can I be working 24/7 when God had to take a break? How can I outwork God? That's not possible. It's not possible, it's not functional, and it's not recommended. And that's why God rested on that seventh day. He rested on the Sabbath. That's why he did that, because he said, no, I'm going to rest. And to me, my rest days are Sundays, and sometimes I also like to take Saturdays. And I'm trying to do that to myself. I'm trying to force myself that the weekend is the weekend. It's not work. Right? But I've always had Sundays like off limits. Like, I don't serve Sundays. I go to church and I spend time with my family, and that's my thing. Have I worked on Sundays? Yes. Have I done stuff on Sundays that I might have to do? Yeah. And I have failed in that area, but I've learned that I need to break that off at least on Sunday, right? Obviously, Sabbath is Saturday, it's not Sunday. But to me, my Sabbath is Sunday, because that's the day where I go to church and where I spend time with my family. And then on Saturdays, I always fail at that. I'm always doing something on Saturday. I always work at least a little bit. But I'm trying to also learn to at least work minimal or a minimum amount instead of just overworking myself like crazy. So... yeah, so that's kind of me understanding myself and understanding how I'm going to split that up. So let's go to Exodus 28:11. And this is just focusing on the Sabbath. So I was talking about the Sabbath, you know, how you need to at least dedicate a day in your week to rest. And here in Exodus, it's just talking about that, right? In Exodus 28:11, I'll give you guys a few more seconds get there. It's just talking about how the Sabbath day needs to be holy, how it needs to be respected, how it needs to be given, right? We need to have that Sabbath day. If we don't have that Sabbath day, we will fail. If we don't have that Sabbath day, we will overstress ourselves. If we don't have that Sabbath day, we will hurt ourselves, and that is not good. Okay, so it says, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days you shall labor and do all your work, but the seventh day is a Sabbath to the Lord your God. On it you shall not do any work, you or your son or your daughter, your male servant or your female servant, or your daughter or your male servant or your female servant or your livestock or the sojourner, I don't know how to say that, who is within your gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea and all in them, and rested on the seventh day. Therefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and made it holy. Exactly. We need to have that day of rest. And if we don't understand that, then we are doing it wrong. And I've been doing it wrong. And I need to understand that there is a day of rest. And right now, because I am in the season of rest, I am in the season of relaxing, I'm trying to recuperate from the amount of not obeying that. And because of that, I've kind of been out of it. I've been like, nope, I don't wanna, nope, get me out of here. I was off social media for a month. Okay, I was off social media for a month. I was out, I was like, I can't do it. I was out for multiple reasons than one, but I was out of social media for a month because I couldn't do it. Okay, I recorded still. I remember I still had recorded. And I also remember that, that I was posting for the shop, because if you guys don't know, I have a shop in Western Couture. Check it out. If you haven't, you need to check it out because it's amazing. Anyways, so, and I was still, putting stuff up, but I wasn't on social media like I normally am, because that's a problem for me. Social media is a very bad addiction for me, and it's something that I kind of use it to kind of get to the work. Like, I start going on social media until it's time for actual work, and then I'm stressing out and I'm going all over the place, and then happens to me, and I need to stop doing that. I really do, but it's been very hard for me to not do that. Okay, so yeah, so that's kind of that. So that's something that to me is just very important. And there's so many other verses. It's just saying that God desires us to rest. God wants us to rest. And you know, here we mention Leviticus 25:4, 8 through 12. We also mentioned Genesis 3. We mentioned Hebrews 3:7 through 4:11. Okay, and there's a bunch of other verses, and we're going to talk about these. But the most important thing that I just want to say is we need one day of rest, at least. We need one day to say, I'm going to stop and I'm going to calm down and everything's going to be great. That's what we need. And I ended up coming up recording this pretty much on crunch time. And I ended up doing that because, again, the bad habits of being on your phone, even though today was a lot better, and I was able to understand more that I need to keep on feeling motivated. And also, I'm really bad with change, and I'm talking so low, I don't know why. I'm really bad with change, and because I've been really bad with change, when something in my schedule like gets fluttered with, I like freak out. So yeah, that's kind of my thing. But yeah, so let's continue. So when it comes to me resting and relaxing, as I've mentioned, it has just been very hard for me to understand how to rest, how to relax, how to do that. And so the Lord says in Leviticus 25:4 and 8 through 12, and I'll give you guys a few seconds to get there. And his focus is that there has to be a time of rest. And that was something that has been very difficult for me to understand. And it's not that I don't understand it, because I'm very intelligent, very smart, well, academically intelligent. But it was just something that I didn't want to accept in my life for various reasons. You know, it's not just that, oh no, I just don't want to take a break. I know and I understand what taking a break looks like. I understand those things. It's just that I never wanted to. And it's not that I haven't been tired, because I've been exhausted. And for example, today I pretty much ran around my hometown, like all over the place, right? Looking for dog food. Well, looking for dog food, but getting change for dog food. But anyways, right? And then I came home, and the first thing I wanted to do was jump on this and start this and do this. But I was like, slow down, because I got home and then I had to do, you know, I had to, you know, organize the house, do all that stuff, help, you know, my dad with something. So that's my dog. Help my dad with something. She's right behind me, y'all. And that took some of my time. So I needed to take a break and a second to breathe. And that's what I did. I just looked at my phone and I just relaxed. And then I jumped on here, because I need to understand that I need those breaks. Now, I also need to understand that I shouldn't be taking those breaks for like 3-5 hours and then stressing myself out later unnecessarily. It's the balance that I have been needing to understand and learn. So if you can go to Leviticus 25:4, and I'm gonna read the ESV version, and I'm putting on lip gloss because my lips are dry. So Leviticus 25:4, the ESV version says, "But in the seventh year there shall be a Sabbath of solemn rest for the land, a Sabbath to the Lord. You shall not sow your field or prune your vineyard." What that pretty much is saying is that, and God likes to talk about in sevens. So you rest the seventh day of the week, which is the Sabbath or Saturday, right? It doesn't have to specifically be Saturday. It's just how the order was set. Like, you need to rest a day at least. Okay. And then in the seventh year, everyone should also rest, right? There's that repetition of seven. Okay. And that repetition of seven is just to tell you that this comes from God. That's pretty much the real purpose of that. And the Lord is just pretty much stressing that there needs to be a time of break, a season of change. Every 7 years, there's a change of season. That's the meaning of that seven. For example, when you're 7 years old, you're a child. But then when you go to 14, Tiki, stop. But then when you go to 14, you're now a teen. You're a teenager. Okay, and then 14, seven more years. So from 14, you add 7 years to that. That's what, 11, 21, that's 21 years old. That's another season in your life, right? Obviously, now you're an adult, you have access to literally everything, and so on and so forth. And then when you're 28, right, it's you're a more matured adult, right? It has all those seasons, because God divides that in seasons, and those other seasons, that's how he divides it. He's dividing it every 7 years, right? Something new is coming, so you need that rest to prepare for that next part of your life, moving from being a child to a teenager to an adult to a more experienced adult to ending up in your middle ages to then end up, obviously, done with this world. And that's the whole purpose of that. And God couldn't stress that enough, that there's so many Bible verses in the Bible that say that we need to rest, that we need to find that moment of rest, and that there are moments of rest. Okay, maybe your season is not from 7 to 14, or from 14 to whatever, or from this to that, or whatever. Maybe it's literally 1 year difference. For me, I experienced a complete change in my life in the sense of 5 months. Like, I went from being here to being here. Like, a complete, like, advancement in years, right? And because of that, right, I've needed to understand and learn that I need to take a rest, to take a stop, to calm down, right? Because I experienced those 5 months, and those 5 months I spent, 5 months of rest because I was preparing myself for that big jump. And I didn't get that. I didn't understand why I was resting so much. And it was because I was being prepared for what it was to come. And that is the part of resting that I've, God, like from last year to this year, I have been learning. I have been learning the magic of stress. Not the magic of stress, the magic of rest. Not stress, stress is evil. Anyways, the magic of rest, okay? And the reason why I'm talking about this here in the Understanding Me, mini series on the podcast is because this has been my entire life. I've always dealt with stress. I've always been a planner. I've always been very all over the place in that sense, because I've just wanted everything to be in perfect order. I wanted to get everything done and I wanted to do everything at the same time. And because of that, I have cheated myself out of living life, which now I am living life, which is kind of crazy. And I'm gonna start crying. But anyways, I've cheated myself out of living life, out of having meaningful experiences, and I don't want anyone to go through that, right? I've focused so much on being a professional, on my academics, on my future, on my career, on everything that has to do with that area of my life and, being successful, that I have forgotten and I have not allowed myself to live. And I haven't had experiences that I would love to have and to look back on and to think on, right? And because of that, I have declined in the ability of resting because I haven't allowed myself to live, because I haven't allowed myself to rest. I end up just going all the way to work and I keep on going and it's harder than to find that balance because you're already just so used to that work life, and there's no rest, there's no time for new experiences, there's no time to live, there's no time to be you, there's no time to be young, there's no time to be an adult or a young adult or a child or a teenager or whatever you are, right? And that's the thing, I've been rushing all my life, and I think that, and a lot of people tell me this, they're like, why are you always rushing? Why are you trying to get everything done and everything and everything? I mean, like, are you running out of time? Like, what's going on? And I've never been able to give a right answer to that because I don't think there's a right answer. I just think that I've always wanted to get that part of my life done to then focus on the other part. But at the end of the day, that's not how it works. You need to work on both at the same time, right? Your life, like the living part, and then the successful part, you need to work on that at the same time. And that was hard for me to understand. And it's still hard for me to understand, and I'm still learning about myself. I'm still learning how to deal with these things. I'm still learning how to cope with myself. And actually, something that I'm actually very proud of doing is that I love craft stores. Like, that's my thing. Like, don't take me to the mall, take me to a craft store. That's my happy place. Anyways, like, I geek out. I really do. I geek out over the paints and this and that, and that's who I am. And as I mentioned, I'm doing a painting right now, which is like right over there. I think I already said this. But anyways, and they were having a sale. A really, really good sale. Like, you don't understand. Like, 70% off sale. Okay, so, and I went yesterday and I went today again because I wanted to get, another canvas and a couple, like, new brushes and stuff like that. Because that brings me pleasure. Not just going to the store and, like, buying it, obviously. Also, with discount, let's go. Especially how today's economy is like. But anyways. So even though, it was discount, that was nice, not only did I get to enjoy the store, and that was my moment of rest, because listen to this, you know, I went to the gym today. I ran around trying to get cash back because in my hometown, literally the power went out in like this whole like mall area. So I had to go to another supermarket that was a little bit farther away, you know, from my home to be able to get cash back, to be able to buy my dog's food. So that was fun. But anyways, you know, and that it was fun in the meantime because I was with a friend, but also I was a little stressed out because, you know, time was ticking, things, you know, were going on. I knew I had stuff to do when I got home. You know, I had that in my mind and I knew that, okay? Even though I was able to kind of zone out a little bit because I was living, right? So I enjoyed that part. But at the same time, even though I enjoyed it and I had experiences and I lived, I also had that kind of stress that I had to work, get something done, right? And then the painting to me completely eliminates the getting done. It eliminates that. It's like, I'll start working on a painting, I can't finish, whatever. Move on to the next day. Either way, I'll get new ideas, I'll get more things, and I'll add more stuff to it. And that's why I love painting, because you could just add whatever you want to it, fix whatever you want. You literally just put more paint on it, right? And that's just something that I love with all my life, and that's why I got the other canvas. So when I'm able to finish this one, I can have that one to start, because I have this moment of rest right now for the next season in my life, for the next moment in my life. That's why there is rest that got put into my life, so that I am ready for the next season in my life. Okay, and how am I going to enjoy the season? I'm going to enjoy the season by spending time with God, by focusing on my relationship with the Lord, by painting, which is something that I love so much, by, you know, loving working on my shop, learning how to love working on my shop. And if you don't know what my shop is, E&M Western Couture, go shop. I think I already mentioned this in this episode, but whatever, go shop. Anyways. You know, loving what I do, loving doing this, loving standing in front of a camera and talking to people and telling them about my story, telling them about my life, right? This podcast, the way that I started this podcast, what I wanted to focus on was, how does God view mental health? What is that, right? How does God view it? But I decided to, you know, because I wanted to do that, I wanted to portray that. How does God, you know, help people? How can God help you in your mental health? That was the focus of this podcast. And before it was put as a podcast, right, I didn't know what I was going to put it as. Okay, I didn't know what it was going to be, right? And the Lord really wanted me to make this a podcast because, well, I can express to you my emotions. I can tell you right now, I can be vulnerable with you and be like, hey, rest is what I need in my life. I'm gonna be talking about things, especially in this little mini series. I'm gonna just be talking about understanding me and who I am and what I go through. And if you go through that, if you know somebody that go through that, right, you can share this episode and you can be like, hey, this person understands you, this is how they cope with it, this is how they're dealing with it, and so on and so forth. So that's the whole point of this, okay? And Leviticus 25:8-12, and I'll give you guys a few seconds to get there. And it's just pretty much talking about a lot of sevens, right? A lot of sevens, because sevens is when things change, okay? That's why when seventh is when things change. Or the end of something, right? We're in the seven. When you hit seven, you hit the end of like your childhood, quote unquote, right? Because you'll see that 8, 9, 10, 11, that's kind of, those are the preteen years, right? So seven, you're still a child. 7 to 14, the preteen to teen years. Preteen to teen, 14 to 21, your teen years. So that's what it means. The seven is that you're coming to an end to something, a season in your life, and that's in that moment, there's a time of stop, time of rest. So Leviticus 25:8-12, it says, you shall count 7 weeks of years, 7 times 7 years, so that the time of the 7 weeks of years shall give you 49 years. Then you shall sound the loud trumpet on the 10th day of the 7th month. On the day of atonement, you shall you shall consecrate the 50th year and proclaim liberty. I thought I was gonna sneeze. And proclaim liberty throughout the land to all its inhabitants. It shall be a jubilee for you when each of you shall return to his property, and each of you shall return to his clan. The 50th year shall be a jubilee for you. In it you shall neither sow nor reap what grows of itself, nor gather the grapes from the undressed vines, for it is a jubilee. It shall be holy to you. You may eat the produce of the field. So the whole focus of that, the whole purpose of that is to say, there is a moment, there is going to be a moment where you're going to rest. There's a moment coming. Count the years, count, right? And I'm saying, like, don't make a planner, count your years. How many years have you lived? No, I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is, when it comes to counting, I mean, are you in that moment? Are you in the time of rest, or are you in the time of work? Right? Are you in the time of doing something in your life, or doing something God wants you to do in your life? That's what you need to start thinking about, and that's what you should be thinking about. Because, and if you're a non-believer, you're probably like, what do you mean? Like, what does God want me to what does God like want me to do? Well, as a Christian or a new believer, as well as a new believer, you might not be aware of this, but as a believer of God, you have to understand that God's going to put us in uncomfortable situations, and sometimes we need to get those things done, and we might need to be put into a demanded like a demanded rest, right? Like a forced rest because of that thing that's coming or something that he wants us to do. Or we might be put in the season of work of like, no, you gotta do stuff. You gotta, you know, because this works both ways, right? Rest is good and rest is incredible. Rest is needed for those who work too much and those who don't work that much. Those need to understand that they need to leave those excess moments of rest and work. Okay, so it works both ways. It's that balance. It's understanding that balance. And that was something that's been very difficult for me to understand. But it's very important to understand. Okay. So then there's also Genesis 3. And we could read the whole thing if we really wanted to. But this is just talking, and you guys can read it on your own. I'm not going to read it for the sake of time, because I do want these to be a little shorter. And I don't talk for like 5 years. But basically what's happening here is just talking about the fall. And if you don't know what the fall is, maybe because you're a new believer or you're a non-believer, the fall that it's talking about is when Adam and Eve, you know, sinned. The sin. So it says, and in hearing God questions, it says, from the beginning, Genesis 3, when we decided that we would start making all the decisions, mankind has become more tense and less able to relax. Exactly. That's the whole point of that, of the fall of Genesis 3, which is talking about, you know, the moment that Adam and Eve decided to sin against God by eating whatever fruit it was, and then consequently dooming humanity to sin. Anyways, moving on. That moment they made a decision that was contrary to the Lord. And that's why it's so difficult for so many people to understand that we need to relax. And also to understand that we need to work when we need to work. Okay, because we now make the decisions. We make the rule book. But God made the perfect rule book. And I don't want to say rule book because so many people get ruled. Like, why are we talking about rules? Like, rules are so annoying. No, I'm not talking about like strict rules. I'm just talking about guidance and a way of living that will help you. Okay, that's only going to help you. It's not going to help anyone else. And that's what God said, that you need to at least rest one day. Okay, you need to rest for a day, because that is what is going to give you fulfillment. That is what is going to suffice. That's what it's going to get you up. Excuse me. Get you up and going. Right, and then you need to work for the remaining days, right? And that's the whole point. Okay, so now let's go to Hebrews 3:7 and 4, and then through 4 through 11. And I'll give you guys a few seconds to get there, and I'll give you guys a few more seconds to get there. So let's see. Okay. Therefore, as the Holy Spirit says, today, if you hear his voice, do not harden your hearts as in the rebellion on the day of testing in the wilderness, where your fathers put me to the test and saw my works for 40 years. Therefore, I was provoked with that generation and said, they always go astray in their heart. They have not known my ways. As I swore my wrath, they shall not enter my rest. Keep that in mind. Take care, brothers, lest there be any of you an evil, unbelieving heart leading you to fall away from the living God. But exhort one another every day as long as it is called today, that none of you may be hardened by the deceitfulness of sin, for we have come to share in Christ. If indeed we hold our original confidence firm to the end, as it is said, today if you hear his voice, do not harden your hearts as in the rebellion. For who were those who heard and yet rebelled? Was it not all those who left Egypt led by Moses? And with whom was he provoked for 40 years? Was it not with those who sinned, whose bodies fell in the wilderness? And to whom did he swear that they would not enter his rest, but to those who were disobedient? So we see that they were unable to enter because of unbelief. Therefore, while the promise of entering his rest still stands, let us fear lest any of you should seem to have failed to reach it. For good news came to us just as to them, but the message they heard did not benefit them, because they were not united by faith with those who listened. For we who have believed enter the rest, as he has said, as I swore in my wrath, they shall not enter. Excuse me. They shall not enter my rest. Although his works were finished from the foundation of the world, for he has somewhere spoken of the seventh day in this day. And God rested on the seventh day from all his works. And again in this passage he said, they shall not enter my rest. Since therefore it remains for some to enter it, and those who formerly received the good news failed to enter because of disobedience, again he appoints a certain day, today, saying through David so long afterward in the words already quoted, today if you hear his voice, do not harden your hearts. For if Joshua had given them rest, God would not have spoken of another day later on. So then there remains a Sabbath rest the people of God, for whoever has entered God's rest has also rested from his works as God did from his. Let us therefore strive to enter the rest, so that no one may fall by the same sort of disobedience. So something that I notice, and I want to say this because I think it's so important for people to understand this, and that is that when God talks about disobedience and rebellion and sin, he's not trying to make you the bad guy. He's not trying to make you feel like crap. He's just trying to say, like, because you're doing that, you're affecting yourself. That's why it's called disobedience, because you're doing something that's affecting you instead of helping you. And the same thing with sin. Why is it sin? Because you're doing something that's affecting you instead of helping you. It's not going to benefit you in any way. That's why I call it sinful. That's why I call it wrong. That's why I call it bad. Okay? So just want you to keep that in mind. And then here, it says, here in God Question says, if one of the definitions of relax is to become less firm, then relaxing our grip on our lives, careers, families, etc., and giving them over to God and faith is the best way to relax. Exactly. Like it says in Matthew 11:28, and I love this verse with all my life. And I say like that because I love it with all my life. Matthew 11:28. Because the Lord says, if you give me your yoke, I will give you mine, which is easier to handle. If we give him our yoke, which is our burdens, our issues, our stuff, we give it to him, he gives us his yoke, which is easier to handle, which is the rest that we need. And that is how we should be living our lives. And I can't stress this enough to myself and everybody that's like me. We need to live by that verse, Matthew 11:28. We need to give him our burdens. That doesn't mean that we're gonna sit around and do nothing. We gotta do stuff, y'all. We gotta work, we gotta do stuff. But we also have to give our burdens to him so that we may have a moment of relaxation, a moment of peace. Because if we are on a non-stop, we burn out. We burn out, or we start crying, we have mental breakdowns, we start not functioning. And that's something that is very important to understand. Okay. So I'm gonna read this really quickly and then we're gonna go because it's getting really long. But no worries. So we're gonna read Matthew 11:28 and 1 Peter 5:7. So let's go to Matthew 11:28 first. Oh my gosh, I already said Matthew 11:28. But here in the ESV version, it's a little different. It says, come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. It's the same thing, right? Just give me your burdens, and I will give you mine, right? It's just a different version. 1 Peter 5:7. Okay, let's go there. I'll give you guys a few more seconds to get there. And I talked about this verse, I believe, when we talked about anxiety and stress, because it's very, very, very important. Okay? And it says, casting all your anxieties on him because he cares for you. Exactly. We have to cast out our anxieties on him, our burdens on him, because he cares for us. And he is our Father, and he will protect us, and he will bless us. Okay? Right, so now let's read the last verse, which is 2 Corinthians 5:21. I'll give you guys a few more seconds to get there. And while I give you guys time to get there, I'm just going to say this really quickly. Rest for me has been very difficult, and it makes me want to start crying. But it has been very difficult for me to understand that I need to rest. And I'm glad that I have people in my life that remind me that I need to take a break. That remind me that I need to rest, and that tell me that I gotta stop. Even though it pisses me off sometimes, because I'm like, how can I stop? But I'm glad that I have that in my life. And I know that not everybody has that in their life. And I just want to be that person for you. So if you don't remember that you need to stop, remember that you need to stop. Because you do. Okay? So 2 Corinthians 5:21. For our sake, he made him to be sin who knew no sin, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. God, with him, we have the ultimate rest. God, and if you're a non-believer, I'm sorry to tell you, but God is what gives us rest. I heard a beautiful testimony the other day from a doctor that was Muslim. And I'm not throwing shade to Muslims. I'm not throwing shade to no religion. I just want to put that first of all, because I don't do that. I'm not that person. But she became a Christian, and she found the ultimate relaxation. And I want to say that because that's the same way I felt. And that's the same way so many people have felt. And all I know is that God is the ultimate relaxation. So if you want that in your life, you want that peace, you need God. And I know that when I seek God, I get the ultimate relaxation. Because the other day, and I'm giving you my testimony now, the other day I was working on the computer, and I was just like, let me listen to worship music. And I started listening to worship music, and I just heard God say, come to me. Come to me. I want you in my presence. And I went, and I wept. I wept like a little baby. I literally closed the door to my room. I hid myself in my room. I didn't hide myself, but you know what I mean. And I just started bawling. I just started crying and just singing and just worshiping, just thanking him. Because he brought me peace at that very moment. And that's why I've been able to paint again, and I've been able to get a paintbrush again in my hand, because he's allowing me to breathe again. And I don't think that I'm crying. And a lot of people don't understand that. And it's so important to know. So yeah. So that was it, you guys. That was the first part of understanding me, and we talked about relaxation, so that was fun. So thank you so much for watching, y'all. If you're listening to this on wherever you listen to this from as a podcast, please give this podcast a rating. I think you can leave reviews and comments and stuff, so do that. And if there's a poll, please use the poll, because those are pretty cool, because I want to see what you guys want to say. And share it with your abuelita, because you have to, okay? She needs to hear this. And if you're watching this on YouTube, please go ahead and comment down below what you liked, what you disliked. Give this video a thumbs up. Share it with your family, friends, with your abuelita, of course. And yeah, that's pretty much it, y'all. And subscribe. Subscribe to the channel. Turn on those post notifications. You get notified every time I post another video. And if you want to follow me in my shop, please go ahead and do so. You know, Western Couture, like that. All right, y'all. Thank you so much for watching, and let's pray so we can go up. So wherever you are, if you can, please close your eyes, lift up your hands, do whatever you can to be in the presence of Jesus. Amen. So God, we come into your presence and we thank you for this day. We thank you for your glory, my Lord. And we just ask you, my God, for that eternal peace, for that peace of Matthew 11:28, for that peace that Jesus gave us, for that peace that you have given us, my Jesus. My Lord, allow us to feel that peace. Allow us to understand that rest. Allow us to understand what rest is like to us, my God. Allow us to understand what rest is in us, my Lord. My Lord, allow us, my God, to be able to be healed and to be able to prosper, my Jesus. I thank you, my Lord, for your glory, and thank you for being there with us every single day, my Lord. And we just cover this prayer, we cover their lives, their minds, their mental health, their hearts, and just everything, my Lord, with your blood, your holy arm, and your oil, God, in the name of Jesus, my Lord. Amen, amen, and amen. Amen, y'all. That was so, so powerful, and yeah. Thank you so much for watching. This has been the Confident Podcast, where we talk about mental health at a godly level with your host, Miss Emily Doe. Thank you, y'all. Bye-bye.